I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
What does a giraffe sound like?
It's been so long since I've smelled either of them.
Weep, weep, weep.
Guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up.
And what were the old balls
the job
like?
Of rubbing the balls the
do you
way
have restless
I wanted them, and
suit?
I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
Tell us about your sweaty ball.
Well, we just went to break, and then now we're back because you hear our voices, and Kansas scored again, so...
You can't.
Things are looking up.
You can't stop Kansas.
Jason Bean, their quarterback, he is unbelievable.
But I love it.
So good.
Watching Kansas football with you is amazing because the highs and lows are just incredible. And there's something great. I got a little bit of this, and Mike can probably relate because Syracuse kicks rocks too. And I know BYU is better than those, but when...
Excuse me, 1-0 Syracuse, thank you.
When BYU plays like Oklahoma or like someone really good, like I know the ass kicking is coming. And it's kind of fun when you're watching a team that you know stinks with zero expectations because it's totally house money. Like every play they do something good, you're like, oh, maybe this is the one. And then when it goes wrong, you're back to like, ah, whatever, we suck.
Well, they're terrible.
It's kind of fun.
They're terrible, but they're showing... Well, they're not really, but they're kind of showing a few flashes.
Hey, it's 28-15.
I'll tell you what, the quarterback
they're hanging
tough. So they've been crappy for 10 straight years or however long it is.
It has been a while.
This is the best quarterback they've had in that whole period.
Yes.
I'll say that about this Jason Bean guy. That said, their defense can't stop a nosebleed.
Well, you know, defense.
But Coastal Carolina's tough.
Defense is the last thing that comes. It's a lot harder to get a good defense than it is an offense. And by the way, the last time Kansas had a winning record...
Probably the Orange Bowl year, wasn't it?
Bloop, bloop, bloop. No, no. It was
that
the
was
year
08.
After that.
09.
08. They went 8-5. So they went...
fired Mangino.
Yeah, and then... Why did they... Well, that was... He was...
Because he was beating people up.
Yeah, he was beating people
up. He was verbally abusive.
I forgot, right? He told one of the players that he was going to send him back to California and he was going to get shot in a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
He said he'd send him back to the hood.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do that.
Well, you certainly can't.
But yeah, that magical year of 2007, 12-1, and won the damn Orange Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're gutsy out there.
They're just out there battling.
They're gutsy.
Since then, their best season is 3-9.
Yeah, that was a big year. I remember that. That was the year they beat Boston College.
Oh, my gosh. Kansas football. Catch the fever.
Well, they're only down 13, and it feels like a win.
Well, that's what people are saying. The correct term is gutsy performance. It's a gutsy performance.
Yeah.
And I...
Gritty.
And I will say this, too.
They're like Mike every day. Look at Mike in there.
He's just in there grinding with
just
his
grinding.
Giant calves.
He's playing on Facebook.
Couldn't care less.
Watching the Yankees.
He's staring off into the distance. I watch
so more, engaged.
I watch more Kansas football than I care to admit. Whenever I'm flipping through,
well, it is kind of fun, like you said, because they suck so bad that it's you know, it's cute.
It's the lovable losers. If I'm flipping through on any given Saturday, and like on Comcast, it just shows you go to like the little sports page, and it shows you all the games that are on, and then you can just go over to it and click on it. It just gives you a little picture. If I ever see the little Jayhawk, I always click on it.
Let's go.
I can't help it. I'm like, well, I got to do a live check-in. And then it's usually like 35-7. And I'm like, well, all right, that's enough. But it gets my attention every time.
Hey, just to continue with the sports theme.
Look at us being all sportsy in the
club.
Yeah,
I know. Well, this isn't all that sportsy. It's just douchey. I want to play the Cam Newton audio.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't have time for it earlier.
Yeah.
Because we were measuring each other's calves.
Yeah, so this is less. So we're basically just swapping a sports segment for a calf segment?
Well, it's not a sports segment because I just want to play. It's, who cares? It's Cam Newton, you know, he's a quarterback and all that.
Yeah.
Just listen to the douchiness coming out of Cam Newton here.
It's unbelievable.
Okay. This is the video he said he was going to put out a video on Friday. He was going to explain everything about him being cut by the Patriots. Well, here it is. And the other guy you hear in this is his dad.
The reason why they released me is because indirectly, I was going to be a distraction. Without being a starter.
Yeah.
And this was
but
not
how?
Gonna come.
Verbally or in the locker room?
Just my aura.
Okay.
Just my aura. And that's just, and I told you this off camera, that's my gift and my curse.
Yeah.
When you bring a Cam Newton to your facility, when you bring a Cam Newton to your franchise, people are interested by mere fact
they are intrigued.
Who is he? Yeah. Why does he wear his hair? Yeah. Why does he talk? Why does he act? Why does he perform? Why does all these questions?
Yeah.
So let me be honest with you.
Come to me.
Saying this.
Yeah.
If they would have asked me, would I play behind, they said, Cam, we're gonna give the team to Mac.
Okay.
You're going to be the second string. We expect you to be everything and some to guide him throughout this tenure.
Okay.
I would say absolutely. Yeah.
Cam.
But listen.
Cam.
Listen.
Listen to his
bracelet. The truth of the matter is this. He would have been uncomfortable.
With you looking over his shoulder?
Yeah.
You felt like that?
Yeah, he would have. And they knew because you have to understand.
You are intimidating presence now.
That is true. And it comes by mere fact of me being me. Like, I don't. Like, when you would see a practice clip
of. Pretty amazing. You know,
me dancing or them playing music. Man, if you put a hidden camera of me in my kitchen and you play some music, I'm still going to be bobbing my head, listening to music in the car. Yeah. That's just how I get myself going.
Well, what kind of was intriguing to me and kind of agitating of sorts was. Mac shows up for work. You're not serious about taking your job serious. You all into that rap music and all this cultural decline and this ain't the Patriot way and all of that. Can you address that? And then the number two largest elephant in the room, you just floored me by the fact that you would play behind Mac. Was Mac teaching you the playbook?
What?
No.
What?
Well, I'm about to say it, son. No. How can he
please,
teach me?
Please.
That's it.
It's just.
Oh, my God. What a mess.
I love that you can hear his bracelets and his necklace jingling the entire time. And his dad back there conducting the hard-hitting interview.
It was like the hype man for him.
Yeah.
That was a mess. Like, do you know somebody like him, Cam Newton?
Yes.
You do?
I do. And I've encountered the Cam Newtons many times. And I'm here
They're
to tell.
Unbelievable.
I'm here to tell you that it's not his fault. Cam Newton is not a bad guy.
No, not at all.
He's not. He's
smart
good,
guy.
He's a smart guy.
Good quarterback too. At one point.
Yeah, great quarterback. I'm telling you, man, they cannot help. They cannot help their douche factor. They just can't.
So they're just. Is it just big ego?
Yes.
That's all it is.
It's all it is.
Or is it an insecurity that, like, he's kind of. He's got a bit of LeBron in him, where. Dude, you're the king. You're at the top.
Yep.
Or you have been, at least. Why are you so sensitive? Like that, it's like an insecurity thing that you've got to be over, you got to overstate your how great you are.
I'm convinced that most greatness comes from insecurity. I believe that. I think guys that are, occasionally you get just a psychopath that's just a killer, right? Like that just goes in and you're like, dude, that guy was just born to do this. But
Ray Lewis, literally.
Yeah. But you get guys, that's a good one, but you get guys like Mike Tyson or Jordan or whatever, and a lot of it comes from a place of insecurity. Like, if you ever listen to Jordan talk, he talks about how his older brother was the better one, right? And it was always trying to appease his dad, right? There was something that drove him to that. Tyson just was, had all kinds of insecurities, and that manifests itself right into this killer sort of thing. But for these guys, they can get everything in the world, but deep down, I think they're always fearful of being nobody. They're fearful of being ordinary, and so they kind of build up this larger-than-life persona, and I think they're afraid, especially when at this point in Cam's career, is it's coming to an end.
Well, that was really something. He's really something.
He can't help it. The best one I can do, that I remember is the, and I've told this story is.
But he's got a point there, though. He's right about that.
He is right.
It's just really.
He just said it in the most douchey way. I've told the story before, but getting a ride with.
At least he's telling the truth.
Yes. It's
like,
this,
at least you can respect that is actually what's happening.
Yes. You can't really have him being Cam Newton as a back. He would have to change who he is.
He's pretty aware of what's going down.
Yes. Getting a ride with Warren Sapp in a $200,000 Mercedes, all blacked out, with his name on the license plate, playing the loudest music I've ever heard in my entire life. You could hear us coming from 2 miles away, having his windows down at a stoplight, and then being upset that people are noticing him. Him turning to me at one point, having to turn down the music and be like, man, I can't go anywhere. I just can't go anywhere without these people bothering me.
That's like Mike in the Murano.
Yeah, same sort of thing.
Social media blows up with hashtag Murano life, and Mike gets mad when somebody rolls down their window like, hey, Mike! Murano!
But isn't it amazing?
That's literally never happened.
Oh, Mike.
Well, it will.
It will.
Yeah, don't you just wait.
It never occurred to him that you may not want to draw that attention to yourself if you don't like it. It's just, it's a different mind space for some of those guys.
All right. Okay, we didn't get to this yesterday, and we're going to get to it tonight. What are the whitest and blackest states?
We also didn't get to this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday, I don't think.
Yeah. You ready for this, Jace? You awake over there?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
Let's get fired up. I am fired up.
I just have always preferred the whites.
I was reading through some of the Cam Newton comments.
Is Oregon one of the whitest states in the union?
It's one of the whitest cities in Portland, but I don't know about state.
It's one of the whitest cities in Portland.
Well, no. Flip that. Portland is one of the whitest cities in America.
I think I knew what you meant, but
I'm not certain that Oregon is one of the whitest states.
All right. 617 on the Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, as you know, the nation of the United States is diversifying even faster than predicted by predictors.
Yeah, isn't it like within a certain number of years, the minorities together will be the majority?
Yeah, so the census, you know, they did the big census thing last year.
Yeah.
And so now people are trying to make sense of all that data. And, the new census data from 2020 says that 4 in 10 Americans identify with a race or ethnic group other than white.
Not me.
You know, you are so white.
That's right.
I pay a lot of money to look really, really white trash.
Uber. Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
I wish I could have more white things. The color white to me just always works. I just have always preferred the whites.
Look, my feelings on this issue are...
He gives me two pumps.
What? Where did that come from?
I don't know what Mike's doing.
Why
in there.
Are we pumping
I think
things
he's on
now?
Drugs. I think Mike's on acid today. And Mike, it didn't come out.
Are you okay, Mike?
I'm great.
Boy, that was the least...
Yeah. I'm great. Yeah. Convincing?
Convincing.
Yeah.
I'm great of all time.
Mike, you've had pizza, you've had whiskey. What's going on?
Oh, is he drinking in there?
Do you need a hug?
Oh,
you
no, drunk, I haven't. Mike? No, I haven't opened the whiskey.
Mike's Somebody brought us Whistle Pig.
Mike's got the Whistle Pig.
It's sitting in here. I'm excited to try it.
Crank it open. Yeah. So, okay. The blackest states and the whitest states.
Okay.
Now, this is percentage of black population by state. This is from the new census data. Okay, so 2020.
This isn't total numbers. This is the percent of the state?
This is correct.
Okay.
Yes, this is correct. Because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, states like California.
Right.
You know, obviously going to have a lot more people.
So, how many of the top 10 can you get?
Of the
Probably
whitest?
Probably a lot. No, no, this is blackest.
Okay, it's going to be down south. So, I'll say, like, Mississippi.
Okay, that's number one. Well... D.C. is actually one, but, you know, 46% of District of Columbia is black.
Is it really?
Yes. By far, the number one blackest, quote, state. Of course, it's not a state, but they're trying to make it a state.
Not yet.
Huh.
So District of Columbia is at 46%. Mississippi, 38%.
Alabama.
Fifth, 27%.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Third. If D.C. is one, Mississippi is two. Georgia's third, 34%.
Let's just keep going down there. Yes. Just Louisiana?
Yes.
Five. Arkansas.
No.
So it's not that far left. Missouri.
No.
No, Missouri, you're into the Midwest. You're going to get the whites. You're
going the wrong direction.
So what's above?
You're going to get the whites.
So you have Florida,
Tennessee.
Georgia.
No.
South Carolina.
That is sixth.
I'm just kind of going through the.
I mean seventh.
I'm just kind of going through the map here in my head.
I don't think you'll get number four. So it's D.C., Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana. Alabama is sixth. D.C.'s really throwing me off here.
Just say it. Well, count D.C. D.C.
If D.C.
counts.
Okay. is there, then I'm just going to say Virginia.
So fifth, you're missing.
Virginia.
No, they are ninth.
So correct, but
correct,
20%.
But not in
number.
This one. All right, I said South Carolina. I'm just North Carolina.
No, they are eighth.
You keep saying no, which is also throwing us off because it is correct in the top 10.
Because I am correct here.
No, I'm trying to get you to guess the number five. Right in between Louisiana and Alabama.
Tennessee.
Negative.
I already guessed that one.
I already guessed Tennessee. Oh, I don't think
you're going to get it.
Is it going to be outside of the range? Because I'm just...
You may not even have heard of this state. It's so obscure.
I think I've heard of it. But I'm guessing then it's not in the Deep South.
No.
Let's go with...
It is not. That's why it's...
Okay, what city then would have a big African American population?
Detroit.
Very smart of you to go that route.
Michigan?
No.
Maryland.
Boom.
Baltimore.
Maryland.
There you go.
Baltimore, Maryland. So the blackest states, according to the 2020 census data, District of Columbia, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, Maryland, and Alabama. And then South Carolina, Delaware, North Carolina, Virginia, and Florida. Okay, where are the white things, Jace?
Where are the whites?
Whitest states. Now, again, this is... Okay, so do you know what non-Hispanic white means?
I'm guessing it's just me.
Well, non-Hispanic whites are European Americans, Middle Eastern Americans, or North African Americans. Okay? This is how the census defines this.
Okay.
So this is non-Hispanic white residents by percentage.
That includes the Middle East Americans. Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, yeah.
Right, I'm going to go ahead and say Alaska.
No.
Alaska, believe it or not, is more diverse than you think.
Oh, well, but it's got a lot of like native
Inuits.
People.
It's got a lot of the Inuits. And I'm telling you, I'm not master of Alaska, but having spent a lot of time up there.
You're more master of Alaska than the two of us.
You'd be surprised. Like,
that's for sure.
You'd be surprised when you go around. It is not lily white. There is actually a lot of diversity when you're up there.
If I go there.
Yeah.
How long would it take me to find a black person?
Well, again...
Could I go there for 30 days and never see a black person?
No. You'll see some. Now, if you're in parts of Alaska, like you're out in the sticks, sure.
There are only 22,000 black people in Alaska.
Yeah, and my guess is they're almost all in Anchorage. So that's why I said
it. Right, so I'm not going there.
Yeah, if you're not in Anchorage, then yeah.
I'm going on a big search for Bigfoot.
It's going to be a while. But you, will see some others. You'll see other people that are non-white.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I'm just going middle of America, man. I did my southeast tour. Mm-hmm. I'm going smack dab right in the middle of the country. Like, give me like Iowa. Like
Iowa, not on the list. Oh, sorry. Eighth. 88.7% non-Hispanic white.
North Dakota.
North Dakota, not on the list. Fascinating, isn't it?
I'm just an idiot.
Nebraska.
10th, 86%.
Okay.
Utah.
Yeah.
7th, 89%.
Wyoming.
5th, yeah. You're getting better.
Yep.
91%.
Montana.
9th.
Hey, see, this is the same thing. We're just sticking with the blocks.
Utah.
Give me the Dakotas.
Well, he already guessed North Dakota.
Oh, that's right. They're already not in there.
No, neither are in there.
Yeah, Mike went Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho.
That's 6th. Okay, so you have 5 through 10, but you do not have the top 4, which is fascinating because I do think that the top 4 are surprising.
Okay, so this again, I'm
I mean, they're not surprising, but...
Maine.
I don't think it's conventional.
Oh, that's good.
Maine, very good. Mike, that's number 1.
Maine and Vermont.
You magnificent
bastard.
Yeah,
Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire.
Yep, boom, 1, 2, 3, you got it.
There is a great...
See, I think more people would guess... The top 3 would be the Oregon's, Idaho's, Montana's, Wyoming's.
Yeah.
But it's Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, 1, 2, 3.
There is a great Saturday Night Live sketch with Adam Driver, and they're at like a town hall meeting. I forget, you know, I don't know if they're saying where it's at, but it's like a white supremacist meeting, and they're talking about how the world is being ruined and they need to preserve, you know, white culture, and so they're talking about creating this new white, like, utopia, right? And they're talking about building their own city, and Adam Driver keeps going, guys, well, I've been there. It's Maine. He's like, we don't need to create our own. Like, we just go to Maine. And they're like, well, and they're like, no. It's like, what we're talking about is, and they keep laying out all these things that they want their community to be, and he just keeps going, no, I'm telling you, just go to Maine. It's like, it's everything we've been waiting for. And yet you don't really think of that, the Northeast as being kind of a West Virginia, you know, kind of hillbilly sort of thing.
That's number 4.
Is that 4? There you go.
West Virginia. All over 91%, those 4. Fun fact.
Isn't it weird that some of those states are literally neighboring each other and you just get such a split, you know, in you know, the demographics there?
A split? Well, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire
is all
white.
He's talking about West Virginia.
Virginia is one of the blackest states, and right next to it is West Virginia, and it's like, there's not only a line, but there's a cultural line, and it's like, you will not cross this.
Right. Alaska, in the 2020 census, one black person left Alaska, and their population declined by 5.5%.
Ooh, that hurts. You think one guy was leaving, like Bill, and they're like, hey, man, you got to...
Bill, you're killing us.
You got to stick around. Like, Leroy left last year. You can't do this to us.
And there are 6 states where non-Hispanic whites are the minority.
6 states. So
do you know where those states are?
They're in,
Arizona.
No.
Well, I would assume then that it's...
That is not one of them.
I would assume you're either talking massive African-American or Latino, because those are the 2 biggest groups.
I was thinking of like a large Latino population.
New Mexico is one of those states, yes.
Is it possibly the Dakotas with some of the you know, the natives?
No.
Is California wouldn't be, right?
California is.
California?
Yep. Non-Hispanic whites are a minority in California.
Yeah.
New York?
Latinos.
Not New York.
I was going to say, are we going large populations?
So we got California and New Mexico, and there's 2 others?
That's correct. Oh, wait. 3. 4 others.
4 others?
Yeah. I said 6. 6 minus 2 is 4.
What would it be? Like, what would, like in Mississippi, are they a minority?
Florida.
No one knows. Texas is one of them.
Oh, wow. The Latinos.
Nevada.
Ooh, I was going to guess Nevada.
Maryland.
There's that Maryland again.
I think that's Baltimore.
Yeah.
And D.C.
Baltimore.
Well, I guess D.C.'s its own thing.
But Baltimore and the surrounding areas probably skew that big time.
And the last one is Hawaii. You should have gotten that.
That's like the easiest one.
Come on.
That's the easiest one right there.
And finally, from the 2020 census data, the states with the largest percentage of decrease in whites.
Well, the whites are dying off, huh?
Or leaving. One state lost 10.5% of its white population.
10% of the whites.
Yeah.
And
it surprises. It's a surprising state.
Interesting.
Illinois is number two.
Okay.
California like, three.
Three.
To give you a little.
We got like a Minnesota or Wisconsin? Something.
It's Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Lily White, Connecticut.
Why is Lily White, Connecticut? Why are they fleeing?
I don't know that. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That stuff is quite interesting.
I agree. I love the census data. Yeah.
Oregon and Washington, not on any of those lists.
No.
Hey, look at us. We're doing fine.
So diverse.
It is weird, though.
We're right down the middle.
It is weird, though, when you look at, like in Michigan, like in Pennsylvania and stuff, when they were doing, like, the election stuff, how, like, one city, like, the major city, and then the rest of the state looks completely different. I mean, we have that here in Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
You got Portland, and it's just, like, everyone's like, Oregon. You're like, no, it's like Portland's its own little thing. And then the rest of the state is completely different.
All right, bonus club coverage next. Here's Mike. All right, second half underway. Kansas already off to a good start here, only giving up 3 yards on the first play.
Dude, 28-15, this is already a win. I'm loving this 26.5-point spread.
I'm not. Because Kansas special team, so they missed an extra point, and then they went for two and didn't get it. So it should be 28-17, and that would mean two more Coastal Carolina touchdowns, and they still wouldn't be covering.
I got faith in my Jayhawks.
But now, two more Coastal Carolina touchdowns, and they're covering.
I don't know why this, because this relates to nothing, but it just came across my Twitter feed. I don't know why Jimmy Butler's trending, but...
Uh-oh.
Well, he's doing the Damian Lillard thing. He's doing the
what does that mean? He's rapping?
Where he's tapping his wrist.
Oh,
but he's,
Butler time.
Yeah, it's Butler time. But he's playing it. It looks like just like a club in New York. It's like looks like just like a rec center. It's called the Summit or something in New York. And he's just playing against like regular dudes. And I'm watching here, and there's like a 5'11 white guy right out of Central Casting, and he's trying to D up Jimmy Butler.
Hell yeah!
Like.
It's his moment.
If you're at the local, YWCA or wherever it is that you play basketball,
well, what are you gonna do?
Like that's
just
like,
roll over.
Well, like
what do you want him to do?
You used to play pickup hoops, right?
Hell yeah.
Jimmy Butler rolls into your gym. Are you really bodying up Jimmy Butler?
Well, I didn't body up anyone, so no.
But why would like this dude looks to be your size?
You know, I love the heart.
And he literally
I love the moxie.
Is in it like Jimmy Butler's back to him, and this guy is he's got his forearm in Butler's back, he's got the knees bent. This dude is literally trying to shut down Jimmy Butler.
Hey, you can't let Jimmy Butler waltz into your home court at Bally's and show you up.
I think you can.
So can't be doing that.
Well, which is worse? I think that's worse if you're the dude that's like, that's it. Give me the challenge. I want him. No, we're not double teaming him. Just me and Jimmy, one-on-one. Let's see what happens. I mean, I find that almost insulting that this dude is putting that kind of effort into it. But maybe that says something about me. Maybe that's why I hate the Rudy mentality. But please stop. Just don't do that. Just let him.
You know, you're a big jerk.
Just let him shoot.
That is a big moment for that young man.
Is it?
Yeah. And he can go home and tell maybe his kids or something.
How he got scored on like 15 times in a row?
Well, look, your five is getting ready to run a game against Jimmy Butler's five.
Yeah.
How do you,
All right, then let me put this in I'm going to put this in your court.
Well, who has to guard him?
I'm putting this in your court, right? You're out at Langdon Farms, right? You're out there and you're getting ready to tee off. It's you and two buddies.
Yeah.
Okay. And up on then you're like, hey, we got a fourth guys. They're coming out to
who's waltzing up there?
And
who is it?
Let's go the doucher.
Bryson DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau comes strolling up and says, hey, boys, we're playing for some money. Are you throwing down like, hell yeah, let's do this?
Well, no. Isaac's a really good golfer, though. The difference here is that the guy at the gym is probably just like your everyday hooper.
Okay, it's not different because...
It's different in one way.
Rob is not a good golfer when you're talking about Bryson DeChambeau.
Touchdown, Kansas!
It's not a... Well, it actually is.
It is a tutty.
Hey, look at that.
That's freaking... That dude is awesome, that quarterback. I think that's a Heisman, don't you?
Well, clearly, strike the pose right now.
Mike is right. It is different. Not to say that I would have... Well, I would have a chance. If you handicap it...
No. We're not handicapping.
Well, then no. Of course... That's golf. Golf is handicapped for a reason, but I get your point.
You're talking trash and you're bodying him up.
My point is that Isaac is a very good golfer. And the guy who's guarding him at the gym, I'm going to guess, is an average basketball player. That's the difference, right?
No, because...
Well, we're both going to get our ass kicked if he's not giving me strokes.
This is the point that I'm making. You keep saying Rob's a good golfer. No, not in this.
Well, in the realm of pickup basketball, Rob is like top tier, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't
in the realm of pickup golf.
What Suka's saying is none of that matters. These are the elite of the elite.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's like kind of where... Oh, damn, he stepped out. It's kind of semantics. Like, Mike's arguing that... Not to get bogged down. Point is, I'm not playing DeChambeau for money unless he gives me shots, in which I'd play him for a little, like a $10. I'm not playing him for a bunch of money because I know he's going to kick my ass.
Yes.
But it would be fun for him to give me like 20 shots. Or I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be that many. I'm a one or two. He's a plus probably. I mean, those guys don't carry handicaps, but he's probably a plus 7 or 8. So he gives me 8 or 9 shots. I'm not beating him.
No.
But I'd love to try.
No, you're not. He's going
but
out
I think
at
that's where Mike's point comes in.
He's
is
going
that,
out at Langdon Farms and shooting 59.
But he's not, though. See, that's not true, dude. Those guys are great at golf. They really are. But they're not just waltzing onto a course, and because it's not a PGA Tour course, shooting 59 every time. No way.
Okay, he shoots 62.
Again, he's probably, if he's never played there, you know, if his putter's hot, he shoots 65. If it's not, he may shoot 69 or 70. I can compete with that.
No.
Well,
I can.
He could compete with that.
He is not shooting 69 or 70 at Langdon Farms.
You need to go talk to golf pros about this because you are so wrong about Dustin. Listen to me. You're not right about this. These PGA Tour pro guys are amazing. But they do not shoot 59 in their sleep if it's not a PGA Tour course. I promise you, it's golf. It's hard no matter who you are, where you are. Those guys are amazing, but they're not shooting 58 in their sleep. It's just not. It just doesn't happen. Now,
Rob, right now
I'm
is
still not
Rob
beating
is the guy bodying up Jimmy Butler right now.
Well, I'm still not beating DeChambeau you're not giving me any strokes. But golf's a tough comparison because I can just play my own game. He's on the same court with Jimmy Butler to where like when Bryson DeChambeau birdies 5 times in a row and you know, has a 7-shot lead on me or whatever, it's not that embarrassing. It's like, well, of course. But when Jimmy Butler turns and dunks on your ass and you fall flat on your butt because you were trying to, that's embarrassing, right? Like it's just two different things. So, all right. 28-21. Look at this. Kansas is going to be in the top 25 next week.
Well, clearly. Even if they don't win. I mean, just this.
Did they miss another extra point?
I think so. Because I looked up, it's only 21. So, yeah, because didn't they have...
I like that coat. That Coastal Carolina coach's mullet is sweet.
Yeah, that bro.
Look at that.
He gets down. That guy parties.
All right. Are we done already? Oh, we are. Damn it. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
I have kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John.
Big this is John. Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
I'd like to read you some stats.
Okay.
Jason Bean, 9 of 16, 100 yards. Jason Bean, 9 carries, 106 yards, 2 tutties.
Give him the Heisman.
Dude.
Just give it to him.
John, you watching this, dude? This is big.
I'm assuming you're talking about the mighty Jayhawks.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, of course I'm talking.
No, as much as I love the Jayhawks, I did travel across the entire country to watch the Jayhawks play football, if you remember.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Yes, that's how much I love Jayhawk football. I traveled all the way to Morgantown, West Virginia, to watch the Jayhawks.
Look, I think we've all been affected with Jayhawk fever, and once it grips you, it's not letting go.
I'm not going to lie. It was like a pilgrimage. Now, it wasn't to Kansas, so take that for what it's worth, but it was like it was manifest destiny as I traveled across the country to watch the Jayhawks. And even so, no, I cannot say I am watching Mariner pregame show because there are 22 games left and we're still in this.
Yeah, two back, right?
Two back.
Yeah.
And everybody's losing right now or in danger of losing. And we have the dreadful Arizona Diamondbacks in town. But this is the exact kind of series that, like, the Diamondbacks will take two or three or sweep them and just kill the dream. So
yeah, the Yankees are losing to the Mets. The Blue Jays are losing to the Orioles. And the Red Sox are losing to the White Sox.
Look at this. Yep. Mariners win. They're one back.
Yes, that would be correct. If we can get a B-plus effort from Marco Gonzalez tonight and a couple of bats show up, we could be dangerously close to postseason play with 21 games
to
go.
And the A's are losing to the Rangers. One zip.
Right? We're right there. It's right there.
This is great.
And then the Red Sox come into town on Monday, and they all have COVID. They're all dying. So everything's turning up Mariner right now.
By the way, we were talking about the pros on regular courses, and someone said Golf Digest did this with Bubba Watson. And I looked up the article, and Bubba, with no preparation, didn't know anything about the course, walked onto the Starfire Club in Scottsdale, Arizona. I guess one of the it's a nice course down there, and knew nothing about it. Went out and he shot a 62, and he missed three putts inside 8 feet. And well, so after the round of 62, he was upset. He was upset.
Well, that's every golf score ever. Yeah. By the way, is I shot a this, but it could have been this. That's golf.
62.
Yeah, but that's one time. You're saying they can do that every time, and that's just not true.
With
They all just don't do it on command. I'm telling you, they just don't. They're capable.
Bubba Watson walked out with no prep and shot a 62.
Yeah, so that means they can always shoot 62.
Michael Jordan came to my high school gym one time, and he didn't have a good feel for the rims, and he couldn't shoot.
Have a good night.
I love you, go Mariners.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah, that.
And I'm excited for me.
Well, you guys are like one and the same, right? I think he's playing for you right now.
With our upstart programs.
We gotta go.
Everybody have a great weekend. Listen to the Ducks game tomorrow here on The Fan. We're back Monday, 3-7 to make it up.
Friendships of Spain.